So some recycling is a chore and effort. To others, they see recycling for the multifaceted benefits it offers. This coming week, a groundbreaking will be taking place for a glass recycling facility in northwest New Jersey, which will not only benefit the region's ecology, but in many ways also its economy. Our first guest today joins us with the details about this recycling center project. He is the founder and CEO of Pace Glass, George Valiotis. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you learn more about Pace Glass and their services that exist and keep tabs of this new facility, which will be under construction in Andover Township in Sussex County, at paceglassinc.com. So give us some specifics about this new facility in Andover Township. What's it going to entail as far as size and the recycling service that it's going to be offering?
So our new facility is situated on roughly 90 acres. It is beside a railroad line, and we are planning on breaking ground in a few months, and it's going to be roughly 300,000 square feet of a glass recycling capacity. Our feedstock is MRF glass and other residues from other recycling operations, and we also work with bottle distributors and beverage destruction companies that also have glass on hand. And we process that material and recover as much cullet as we can. Cullet is what is then sold to bottle manufacturers to remake into bottles. And not only are we diverting a lot of material from going to a landfill unnecessarily, but we're also offering a very good value proposition to our customers. And every 10% increase of cullet used in a batch to make new glass reduces the energy costs of the manufacturer by 5%.
And also, so, for those who use glass for bottles or whatever other purpose, it cuts down on costs that they could pass on to the consumers then.
Yes, yes. We reduced our costs significantly, and we also reduced the need to actually source natural resources to make sand again. So there's a lot of benefits, and yes, we believe that they would pass off the cost to the consumers.
What went into the decision to make Andover Township the location for this new facility?
Our first plant is in Jersey City. We opened that up about 2 years ago. So New Jersey has always been the area where we believe glass recycling will work the best. We chose Andover because we found a very good property in the area, but also we just noticed that the town was very big on source separating. So a lot of towns are struggling with the problem of managing their costs to recycle their single stream or whatever they're collecting from curbside. So a lot of towns, went ahead and started separating the glass, the paper, the newspapers, things that they knew had a value if they weren't mixed all together. So we figured that, if they're strong believers in source separated, they would really support our business model.
And you mentioned the size specifics of this new proposed facility in Andover Township. As recycling facilities go, is this going to be on the larger side?
Yes, this is, we'll have to wait until we actually see what our actual output is. But where we're estimating, which is, roughly 600,000 to 800,000 tons a year, if we hit those numbers, we believe it's, one of the largest in the world and definitely in the United States.
And is this going to be a facility strictly for industrial customers or are there going to be residential resident opportunities too?
So because we're very happy with how we've been treated in New Jersey, we're actually offering zero tipping fee for any town or municipality that actually separates the glass. So any glass products, as long as it's 90% glass, Pace Glass would process that material at a zero fee at our yard. Okay. And we want to encourage municipalities and towns to look closer into their waste streams and find ways to work. But we believe this will really help a lot of towns out with the costs of recycling.
So George Valiotis, who is the CEO of Pace Glass, talking about the groundbreaking this coming week on their new facility, which will be in Andover Township, New Jersey. Learn more at paceglassinc.com. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. What are some of the challenges in glass recycling? Because obviously all glass is not clear glass. You look at beer bottles, for example. You have clear, brown, amber. The color nowadays, the colors run almost all the colors of the rainbow. Does that make add cost or challenge to the recycling process?
Well, the three main colors are the ones you mentioned, white, amber, and green. There are some outliers, some blue and some other peculiar colors, but, you know, there's usually an allowance of color, you know, mix in the three main colors. Flint is the most popular, you know, amber and green. It's not very easy to find markets for that. A lot of the, you know, wine industry, a lot of the, you know, this manufacturing is done overseas. So it's not the easiest to find the markets for it, but once you find a market for it, you know, the hardest challenges of glass recycling are logistics costs. You know, we take advantage of rail, barging, and we do our own trucking, and that's the only way that we're capable of moving, you know, our inbound product up to 200 miles away from Andover to bring it in. And, you know, by using the railroad, we can get 500 to 800 miles away and sell our cullet in the Midwest or other areas that don't have the luxury of having the glass recycling infrastructure set up.
And when it comes to recycled material, glass, from what I was able to read, has almost an infinite number of times it could be recycled.
Yes, it's really a great product. Our consumers will take as much as they can. And just so you know, in Europe, the standard of cullet use when making new glass is roughly, you know, between 7% and 80%. Where in this country, you know, it's between 8% and 20%. So there's a lot of room to grow. So Pace believes that, you know, if the supply is there, our actual end users will actually take more of it and you know, lower their costs, lower their emissions in doing so, and also just contribute and make the market larger and make it easier for glass recyclers to, you know, then sell their brown or then sell their green locally and actually profit more from the actual recycling.
I mentioned back in the introduction that your business in this facility will have ecological benefit for the region, but also an economic benefit for the region, because obviously you're going to need employees and workers, and maybe even add to the workers outside the area who are bringing the glass to be recycled to the facility. But as far as your precise facility is concerned in Andover, do you have any idea of the jobs that it's going to create for the community?
Yes. So our existing plant is about a 1 acre facility, and we currently employ around 40 people. And that's mixed truck drivers, plant managers, shift managers, repairmen. And our new facility, we're going to hire between 75 to 100 people. And that's all going to be local because glass recycling is not a very large industry in the U.S., so there's not a lot of people that come with expertise, so we have to really train everyone from the bottom and work, you know, work with some overseas talent. But we have to create a whole new training program to really acclimate, you know, existing or prospective employees to the way this plant works and how to better. You know, I think we're all going to have to do that for ourselves because you know this is a very state-of-the-art plant. But everything will be local, and yeah, we've seen you know 75 to 100 jobs just at Andover, and we're very happy with those numbers.
And understanding that it's all theory until the final nail is put into the wall, but what is the target as far as an opening date and everything starting to rock and roll?
We believe 12. I would say maybe June of 2019,
which is not that far off when you think of.
Yeah, it's very large. There's a lot of site work. There's a lot of concrete pouring. I mean, that is it's. Very large, but also can get done relatively quickly with a good contractor. The actual building is 250,000 square feet. It's prefabricated, made in the U.S., so that's going to get officially put together. And then a lot of our stuff, a lot of our equipment is really getting designed overseas and coming in segments. So there's, you know, we're really working together with very talented people overseas, and they're really bringing that talent and expertise here locally, and you know, we're very excited to be a part of this as well.
And the groundbreaking ceremony for the Pace Glass facility in Andover, there'll be a special ceremony on Tuesday, May 1st, 10:30 a.m. And to learn more about the services of Pace Glass, PaceGlassInc.com. We've been joined by their CEO, George Valiotis, and Mr. Valiotis, thanks so much for what you're going to be bringing to the Andover community as far as, again, the ecology and the economy, for helping me, for for the ways that you help people and especially industry make more aware the importance of glass recycling and, of course, the economic benefit that has as well for their services. And thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you for having me.